That's nice. That's the way to
That's nice.
that's the way to do it. Neighbors need to share with each other. And if people grow their own food, they are more independent, they are self-sustainable, they are healthier usually. And it's a nice process. It's a nice process of planning and organization, and it's outdoor, it's outside, and people get their hands in contact with the earth, and all of those activities are very healthy for people. So that's really nice, and it's good that it promotes a level of independence. And as you said, the food in the supermarkets is not as good as locally grown produce usually. Also, I was reading a statistic last week that 30% of all food in supermarkets is wasted, is not sold. 30%. That is a huge number. One thing they do is they throw it away. It becomes rubbish. It becomes waste. Depending upon which country you're in, different countries do different things. So some countries have systems where they give the food to homeless people. Sometimes some of the food goes to restaurants where they prepare the food quickly for people to eat. But it's a huge waste. If you realize it's 30%, it really is a lot. And there's a lot more efficient processes that could be in place in business to stop the waste. But I also think it's a natural product of the economic system that we have, that whatever business you work in, you have extra of that thing. If you work in the car industry, you have extra car parts. If you work in the paper industry, you have extra paper. If you work in the technology industry, you have extra computers and cables and things. So whatever industry that people work in, there's always something extra there. I know that in modern business, there are business methods, the lean method, the Kaizen method, which aim to reduce waste in order to improve efficiency and productivity. And sometimes it works, but sometimes it's also over management of everything, because sometimes you need a little bit of flexibility. Sometimes the workers like to walk around the factory, not just stand in one place. So it has a positive side and a negative side as well. What do your children think about the garden? It's really nice. It's nice when the children are out in the garden. It's nice when they get to play with other children, and they get to breathe some fresh air, and the body needs sunlight, so it's very good for the children to be outside. I remember when we moved from a flat to a house, and I remember my son asking me, "Can I go outside?" And I thought it was, I thought it was such a crazy question, because yes, of course, you can do what you want. My son asked, "Can I go into the garden?" Well, yeah, you can do what you want. And this was a little bit difficult for him to understand, that there was a garden, and
Nice.
whenever he wanted, he could go outside and do what he wanted in the garden. And so the environment makes a big difference. If people live in a flat, they spend a lot of time inside, and obviously, if you live in a house, people or people who live in a house spend more time or as much time outside as inside, hopefully. And they have a garden and they take care of it and they look after it, and it makes a difference. You get to see the seasons, you get to see the differences, you get to experience the spring and the colors of spring. Like usually white and yellow are the first colors that appear in spring, and then you get all the different kinds of flowers and plants. My mother has the craziest garden in the world because she plants everything. Everything. She just plants everything everywhere. It doesn't matter to her where something grows or how something grows. So there are 1,000 different plants all growing in the same place together. It looks a little bit like a jungle. But it's always interesting and colorful and very nice. So I think it's good, and the kids can grow food and collect food, and you can grow herbs, and you can turn the fruit into wine or other alcohols if people want to do that. My father made wine and cider last year from the apples in the garden, and last week, I think it was last Sunday, not yesterday, but the Sunday before, he decided that we needed to test all of the different wines that he made from last year. So he had these big containers, and he put them all on the kitchen table, and we had to drink a little bit of each one. So it's possible that everything that possible that not everything I said yesterday, or sorry, not yesterday, last Monday, made perfect sense
Goodbye, yes.
because the wine was very strong, and I had a little bit of a headache in the morning when I woke up, because I really don't drink much alcohol, and that was very powerful, and I just wanted to help my dad. It's true. It's strange to visit people to stay inside. Yeah, when you visit people, I think it should be to go outside and to do things together somewhere. Although when you get older, a flat seems like a sensible option. However, a flat limits your movements. Just the same way that I think the ability to see the horizon limits your vision. And this applies in personal life and in business life as well. How far you can see limits how far you can go. How far you can see limits how far you can go. If I compare, 2 years ago, I lived in a flat in Fonchorda for 1 month in a big block of flats. And when I looked out of my window, I saw a lot of other windows and concrete, and I could look at people and they could look at me, and we could wave at each other, and it was like living in a box, basically. It was a little bit uncomfortable, but it was okay. But if I compare it to now, where when I look out of my window, I can see the sea, I can see the hills, I can see the forests. I can see the wild animals running around. Seriously, I can see the wild animals running around. I can see rivers and fields and farms. For me at this stage of my life, it's very important. When I was 17, it was hell on earth because you want to be in the center of everything because the world is big and exciting and you want bright lights and the city and noise and music and people and fun and parties and all of that, naturally. So I couldn't wait to get into the city, the big city. And I went and it was fun. But life has ages and stages. And again, we get to appreciate this now. Just the ability to walk along the beach is a very beautiful thing. Just to be near the beach, to walk to the beach and to walk along. Yesterday I took my kids. There was a storm yesterday, a big storm, and there's always a lot of wind in this part of the world. It's different from in Slovakia. You get storms, and they're like hot, dry storms. They're like the lightning storms, where a lot of rain will fall for 30 minutes, and there'll be lightning, and then it will be gone. But here, you have strong winds all day, and it's actually really dramatic. And if you go to the beach where there's rocks and the sea, and the sea hits the rocks and crashes into the air, and you can drive your car along the edge of the sea, and there's a big wall, and the sea hits the wall, it goes up, and the sea falls on your car as you drive down, and it's epic and dramatic. And my kids are like, "Whoa, my God, we're gonna die, we're gonna die!" And you can't compare that to living in a city. It just doesn't happen. The difference between what you do in the country, like you go out for a walk, right? You go out for and you don't think about where you're gonna go or what you're gonna do. You just kind of go. You just there's a road, there's a path, and it takes us somewhere. And you walk for a couple of hours, and it's really nice. And people obviously don't do that very much in cities, except when they go shopping, maybe. It's enough. But if you, I think we all know, if you have good friends, you can be anywhere. It doesn't really matter where. And here in this part of the world, you can let your kids go into the park by themselves, and they meet other kids, and they play, and it's nice. You don't have to worry too much about maybe if you're in the city and there's a lot of people and you don't know people. And I still find it confusing, still find it very confusing when people who live in a place don't know each other. I remember living in London, and I counted there were 100 in there, there were 170 people living on my street at least, and I didn't know any of them. I didn't know anybody living on my street when I lived in London. It's difficult. We want to know the people. Sometimes it's not very practical. Some people want to be private and keep themselves to themselves. In general, I think it's better when people know each other. Although human beings are very complex. What should work sometimes does not work. What should be practical sometimes is not is not practical. So it's good that people want to help each other, but I also think that we have to be careful and selective about the people that we socialize with as well. I was talking about that with my partner this weekend about how it's really easy to communicate with some people and really difficult to communicate with other people. And last week I was in two different social groups, and in one of them it was really, really easy to communicate and talk with everybody. This was a homeschooling group where parents teach their children at not at home, but everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the other group was a football club.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really difficult to communicate with the parents at the football club because it was very one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, I don't know how to describe it. It's maybe just not intellectual. It was just non-intellectual conversation. And I mm-hmm. got bored really quickly with because I want to learn things, exciting and interesting things about people. And there wasn't really very much exciting or interesting there, but which is crazy because I think all people are interesting. But it's interesting how much of a difference it makes if you have a good group of people around about you who you can communicate with, and they can communicate about you, and they care. That's really nice when people care about things as well, and people can help each other. And for me, the homeschooling community is much, much more open. Because the parents have full responsibility for everything that happens. They don't give responsibility to other people. And I think that's very important for any kind of progress. The more responsibility you have, the more you can grow. That doesn't mean that you do everything yourself. It just means that you take responsibility for the things you do and for the results of the choices you make, which maybe you give responsibility to other people and maybe it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Like an owner of a business, for example. The owner has to take the responsibility for all the mistakes at the end of the day, because that's the only way to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not, and I have this debate with my partner about this, where I say the owner has to be responsible for every error, for every single mistake. I think it's very important that the owner takes responsibility for absolutely everything, because it's the only way to move forward. Somebody needs to take the responsibility. Somebody mm-hmm. needs to carry the weight of that idea mm-hmm. or something not working. Somebody needs to be strong within that situation. And my partner very much disagrees with me. She believes that you don't have to take responsibility for everything, and that she believes that it's not possible. And I think I think we all believe what life teaches us to believe. So mm-hmm. it's sort of all okay, because your experience teaches you something that allows you to survive. So,